if somebody, if he's about to lose his temper, you say, well, hold on a minute, just... Like he's real nervous and he's about to just start hitting or something. Say, what might you say to him? Like say, well, don't lose your temper, just...
We could.
Okay. All right, let's say you've been working really hard. You'd say you're very...
Tired.
Okay, can you think of a word that's even stronger than tired that you might use if you're really just...
Down?
Yeah, or... Might be a slang term, but... God, I'm just... Like I would say after a day here, I'd say, God, I'm just...
Poofed.
Okay, that's good. Any others? There are lots of ways to say it. I'm just wondering if you... If you really want to let people know you're really tired.
I'm awful goddamn tired.
Okay, would you ever say I'm really dead or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Supposing you say, you use the expression wear out. You say, well, I'm really... I'm all... All right, it's from wear out.
Worn out.
Okay, thank you. Supposing you've been talking a lot and your voice gets like this, you'd say I'm... Yes. Could you say a little
horse.
Thank you. All right. What is this? What's that? That's a...
That's rude.
Excuse me. What is it?
Cough.
I'm sorry.
Cough.
Okay. If you know an old guy who can't hear anything at all, you'd say he's stone.
Deaf.
Alright, when you want to make water really hot, you heat it up and it...
Boil it.
Okay, say you got a blister, and you need to pop it and get some junk out of it. What's that junk called?
Water.
Uh-huh. Okay. How about if it's infected? What's the stuff that comes out?
Pulse.
Uh-huh. Okay. If you're in a war and a bullet goes through your arm, you'd say you have a...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you know, if you have a wound and it doesn't heal up right, I don't know if you've ever seen this, but some, like, you've got a cut here and it doesn't heal right, and some white junk, there's like white skin that forms around it, and you have to get it burned off sometimes. No? Well, you got your stitched up, so that wouldn't happen. Okay. What's the kind of stuff that, is used, if you have a cut in your finger, it's kind of reddish-brown stuff that you just paint a little of it on? It keeps the infection out.
Curacao.
Yeah, it's like that. That's one name for it. There's another name for it. It begins with I.
Iodine.
Yeah, okay. Say if somebody, was shot and he didn't recover, you'd say he...
He did.
Okay. What, can you know, do you know some polite words for that if you don't want to say he died? I say he...
Passed away.
Yeah. All right, do you know any slang or vulgar words for that?
Some bitch dropped dead.
Okay. Yeah, like that. Anything else? Like kick the bucket or something?
You shouldn't pick on the dead people. Go to the next question.
Okay.
There's that guy hit you with the car. I didn't know what he's doing.
Can you just hold that? Okay, what's the place where people are buried? What's it called?
Funeral yard.
Okay. And what's the thing that people are buried in then?
A coffin.
Okay. What do you call that disease you have when you get a real sharp pain here? You know, you have to go to the hospital and have an operation?
Appendicitis.
Yeah. What do you call when you eat something and it didn't agree with you and it comes right back up? What's that? You've had too much beer or something.
That's a vomit.
Okay. Any, we say it again, I don't know if that's...
A vomit.
Okay. Do you know, do you have any slang words for that?
Throw up.
Yeah, anything else? You don't say puke?
Puke up.
What do you say when, if you're with a girl and you spend a lot of time with her and you take her out or something, what is that called? You're...
Dating.
Okay, right. Anything else like that? If it's real serious, then what?
And you take her out?
Yeah, if you go out with her. And you think about getting married or something.
Romance.
Okay. Now, if you had a girlfriend, what would you call her?
You're almost out.
Oh, thank you.